This is a love letter. To all the femmes who have touched your magical fingertips to my temples, to the back of my neck, to my inner thigh, and woven webs of protection around my perfectly messy boycott number 4, the constant mental bracing of navigating the world, my sturdy legs which never looked right in dresses. To all the times you saw me and whispered, boy, and he and his, and sweet and sir, and please, and wounds like mine, and joy, and cock, and potential, and need, and complimentary, and sparks. To all the femmes who have seen me, to the femmes who have gotten on their knees to show me just how hard and beautiful and complicated and simple it is to take me on their tongue as holy as communion. To all the femmes who explained when and why I was being an asshole, to all the femmes who laughed at my stupid jokes and stupid mistakes and said, aw, honey, like I was just so cute for doing something so bullheaded, to all the femmes who are china shops, to all the femmes who were 3, 4, 5 inches taller than me but still made me feel like the tallest man atop the tallest building, to all the femmes who know how to swoon and know just which words to insert into compliments to make my footing a little more sure, my smile a little more wide, my hands a little more strong. To all the femmes in jeans and kickers and khakis and loafers and flats and pencil skirts and 50s house dresses and Mary Janes and sporty shirts and sneakers. To the femmes who wear makeup and the femmes who don't. To the femmes who wear lingerie and the femmes who don't. To the femmes who wear strappy sandals and high heels and lace-up espadrilles and the femmes who don't. To the femmes who spend years searching for their perfect signature perfume. And to the femmes who think deodorant masks the natural flavor of the body. To the femmes who spend hours putting your hair up. To the femmes who let me tear it down in fistfuls. To the femmes who know that your identity is more than the edges of your body, more than what you wear. To the femmes who know that mine is too. To all the femmes who have let me inside, who have allowed me to finger the back of your knee, the underside of your wrist, the hollow of your throat, where I could crush the most delicate windpipe you could never speak again, but instead I inserted a ruby red crystal and you sang, with your own voice you sang, with the voice you have been learning to use since before the crack grew in your soul, you sang your own song, with your own words and notes that do not fit on our two-dimensional treble clef, bass clef, music staff. With your own voice amplified, because that's what crystals do. They turn everything up, they refract, they bend light in all directions, and you sang, not for me, but for the sake of singing, to hear the sound of your own voice. You sang, and I listened, and I heard you, and I witnessed. To all the femmes who know how much butches like me need femmes like you, to all the femmes.